Hash Market Briefing March 9, 2026. The Iran crisis, markets in turmoil. Today marks one of the most volatile trading sessions since the 2022 Ukraine invasion. Here's what you need to know. The Strait of Hormuz crisis. The US and Israel launched coordinated airstrikes on Iran on February 28 under Operation Epic Fury. Iran's response was swift and effective. They've brought shipping in the Strait of Hormuz to an effective halt, not through a naval blockade, but through cheap drones. Insurance companies and shipping firms decided it was simply too risky to traverse that narrow S-curve waterway. This matters because roughly 30% of the world's seaborne crude oil transits through the strait. About 20% of global jet fuel and 16% of gasoline also flows through this choke point. With traffic down to near zero, we're looking at a disruption of roughly 1/5 of the global oil supply. Oil price shock. Crude prices surged past $100 a barrel today, briefly spiking to nearly $119 per barrel overnight. This is the first time oil has topped $100 since Russia's invasion of Ukraine in 2022. At current levels, US gas prices could climb to $3.35 per gallon, with diesel approaching $4.45. Macquarie Research warns that if Strait traffic doesn't resume, oil could hit $150 per barrel by month's end. That's a scenario that would send shockwaves through every sector of the economy. The market whiplash. This morning, global markets tumbled. Japan's Nikkei plunged more than 5%. South Korea's Kospi sank 6%. European markets were down 2-3%. US markets opened sharply lower, with the Dow down over 1,000 points in pre-market trading. The VIX spiked above 30 for the first time since last April's tariff shock. But then came the reversal. President Trump suggested the military campaign against Iran was nearing completion and that the Strait of Hormuz was reopening to maritime traffic. Oil prices collapsed from $119 back toward $86. The S&P 500 staged a dramatic reversal, ending up 0.9%. The Dow added 0.5%. The Nasdaq surged 1.3%. The stagflation risk. Despite today's recovery, the underlying risks haven't disappeared. Strategists are putting odds of 1970s-style stagflation as high as 35%. That's the worst-case scenario. Economic growth stagnating while inflation remains elevated. The February jobs report showed non-farm payrolls unexpectedly fell by 92,000, missing expectations by a wide margin. Unemployment rose to 4.4%. If higher oil prices start feeding into broader inflation just as the labor market weakens, the Fed faces an impossible choice. Fed policy constraints. The Fed held rates steady at 4.25-4.5% at their March meeting. They've signaled just 2 rate cuts this year, with the first now pushed out to September. Core inflation projections were raised to 2.8%, reflecting the tariff impact. Powell acknowledged that tariff-driven inflation has delayed progress on the inflation front. And that was before the Iran situation escalated. The broader context. This comes against a backdrop of ongoing geopolitical tensions. On the trade front, U.S. tariffs on Chinese imports now average 47.5%. China's retaliation has slashed bilateral trade by 90%. A fragile truce was struck at the APEC summit, but tensions remain elevated. The Ukraine war grinds on, with Russian casualties approaching 1.2 million. Russia's economy is straining, with manufacturing contracting for 7 consecutive months in 2025. Their energy revenues dropped by a fifth, and roughly half their oil companies are now unprofitable. Qatar has halted LNG production after Iranian drone strikes hit 2 gas facilities. Saudi Arabia suspended operations at its largest refinery after an Iranian attack. Bottom line, today's market recovery was driven by hope that the Iran conflict will be brief, but the risks are still tilted to the downside. The Strait of Hormuz remains effectively closed. Global energy supply chains are disrupted, and the threat of stagflation looms larger than it has in decades. Gold is trading near $5,096 per ounce. The 10-year treasury yield sits around 4.19%. The dollar depreciated on the Liberation Day tariff announcement, but has found some footing. Key data this week includes inflation numbers, employment updates, and GDP. Earnings from Oracle, Adobe, and several retail names will give us a read on consumer health. For now, the market is betting on a quick resolution to the Iran conflict. If that bet is wrong, today's bounce could be a dead cat. Stay nimble.